Chapter 96. It was a Sunday morning, and they were having breakfast. Fitzgerald had doubled in size and could walk more easily. When they could see them both, Ron and Celeste would allow Keats and Fitzgerald on the floor together. They were still wary of Keats, who seemed undecided about whether or not to allow the persistent puppy to live. Angel pulled into the driveway with a spray of gravel. She was into the house and on her way up the stairs, calling out her customary hello, when she saw Fitzgerald come prancing in to meet her. "Oh my God, you got another one," shrieked Angel. She walked past the puppy into the kitchen. "Shits a lot, you have a brother. I'll bet you were thrilled about that." Angel sat down, pet Keats, and watched as Fitzgerald came prancing up to them. Keats gave a short little growl, and Fitzgerald immediately redirected towards Celeste. "Well, I got an internship with NBC Sports," announced Angel. "I've already been out on Long Island covering arena football. They're flying me out to Minnesota for the National Gymnastics Tournament, and if everything goes okay, I'm going to be covering the Triple Crown in the spring." "That's amazing," said Ron. "That's fantastic." "What are you going to be doing?" said Celeste. "Right now, I'm just a gopher, but they know that I have experience with sound and lighting, so I get to do the crap work of setting up," said Angel. Keats ventured over to get some water, and Fitzgerald took as an opportunity to approach Angel. She could not resist picking him up. He was that soft and that pretty. When Keats turned, he saw Fitzgerald in Angel's lap, made eye contact with the pup, and sat down. Fitzgerald dutifully slipped down to the floor and over to Ron. "It doesn't matter what you're doing. The important thing is that you are part of the team," said Celeste. "It does matter what I'm doing. It would be a lot better if I was running a camera or setting up lighting. But those are union jobs, and this is the only way to qualify for a card." "I don't know if I'm going to do great, but I want to, so that's what I need to talk to you about." Angel and Ron shared a love of bagels and lox. She knew it would be there on Sunday morning. She made herself a bagel with cream cheese, lox, and tomato. Angel held it up with two hands, sunk her teeth into it with delight. "I want to drop a couple of classes so I can give this enough time." "That sounds fair," said Ron automatically. Celeste bit her lip. She would like to know more about what classes she was dropping, how many classes she was intending to take the next semester. Celeste knew that they were committed to a couple of years of rent, but she wanted to make sure that Angel was making good use of the time. Angel was happy. She did her laundry, raided the pantry, and was on her way while Ron was out on the lawn with Keats and Fitzgerald, trying to get across the concept of stick and sharing. He was not doing that well. Keats was grabbing every stick Ron tossed and snatching every one that Fitzgerald picked up. Celeste answered the phone. Chris Calvin said, "Hi, what's up?" "Chris, great to hear your voice. How are you?" "Good, good," said Chris. "Are you guys going to be home this afternoon?" "Are you kidding, Chris? The Giants are playing. Where else would we possibly be?" They shared that contagious giggle that made them both feel good. "I thought I might take a ride up," said Chris. "Ron would love to see you. We have a new puppy," said Celeste. "Do you need me to bring anything?" asked Chris. "I've already got what I think Ron would like." "No, I'm fine, Chris. I'm not sure that Ron is able to get high anymore," explained Celeste. "Ron is always able to get high," said Chris reassuringly. "He's not the chief investigator anymore, right?" Celeste laughed. "We haven't seen you in such a long time. Can't wait for you to get here."